Well, hello out there, and welcome to episode 215 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we're going to wrap up Hodgepodge Week by taking a look at the history of the postcard. You know, I think the reason that I became curious about this topic was when I broke down the word postcard. It literally means a card that you post by mail. Early postcards were meant to be a cheap alternative to full-out letters. The United States Postal Service in the 1870s had blank cards that were pre-stamped and prepaid for postage. You could just buy the card, write your note, and drop it in the mail. The practice was unique to the United States. The European countries didn't have any sort of blank postcard like that until a German guy named Dr. Heinrich von Steffen had the idea of putting art on one side of a card, making him, I guess, the official inventor of the modern postcard. The idea really took off when, in the 1880s, pictures of the Eiffel Tower were featured on the cards. Now, interestingly, in the United States at least, people weren't allowed to write any notes on the back of the card, you know, where we write notes today. They could only write the address on the back. If they wanted to write a personal message, they would have to put it on the front, over the picture. In the 1900s, Kodak took postcards to a new level when they released their folding pocket camera. They marketed it not so much as a way to preserve your family memories, rather a way to take a picture and then have it printed right on postcard stock and sent to your friends. After the camera came out, in the year 1908 alone, almost 680 million postcards were sent in the United States. Now keep in mind that the population of the U.S. at this time was only about 89 million people. So think about that when the price of the stamp goes up in January here next month. Thank you for tuning in to episode 215 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Make sure you tune in next week. This is the end of Hodgepodge Week today. On Monday, we're going to start a week celebrating one of the greatest authors who ever lived, J.R.R. Tolkien.